This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced his government would soon complete the release of 5,000 Taliban prisoners, thus paving the way for the start of long-sought-after peace negotiations with the insurgent group. President Ghani said, quote, "With this action, we look forward to the start of direct negotiations with the Taliban in a week's time. We call on the Taliban to join us at the negotiating table." Almost on cue, soon after the end of the speech, the Taliban announced a ceasefire for the 3 days and three nights of Eid al-Adha, expected to start late Thursday or early Friday. Lebanese Prime Minister Hassan Diab said Tuesday that Israel had violated his country's sovereignty with what he called a dangerous military escalation after Israeli and Hezbollah forces traded cross-border fire on Monday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Hezbollah was playing with fire after Israel's military said it thwarted an attempt by the militant group to sneak across the border. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak said Tuesday he will appeal his conviction of 7 criminal charges in connection with the looting of state-owned 1MDB investment fund and the 12-year prison sentence imposed upon him. Kuala Lumpur High Court judge ruled the 67-year-old ex-prime minister guilty of abuse of power, breach of trust, and money laundering. The ruling ZANU-PF party in Zimbabwe is threatening to expel the United States ambassador to that nation, Brian Nichols, accusing him of being a thug who undermines the country's laws. The party's acting spokesperson, Patrick Chinamasa, told reporters in Harare if Nichols continues engaging in acts such as supporting disturbances and coordinating violence, they will not hesitate to give him his marching orders. This is VOA News. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, rejected President Donald Trump's renewed claims that hydroxychloroquine is an effective treatment for COVID-19. Fauci also went on the defensive after a controversial tweet suggested the doctor has misled the public about the drug. President Trump defended the use of hydroxychloroquine in more than a dozen tweets late Monday after publicly reappearing to take a more serious tone about the coronavirus in recent days. At this hour, U.S. Attorney General William Barr is testifying before Congress that ongoing protests in the northwestern city of Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere have turned into riots divorced from legitimate calls for reform of police treatment of minorities in the United States.
The threat to black lives posed by crime on the streets is massively greater than any threat posed by police misconduct. The leading cause of death for young black males is homicide. Every year, approximately 7,500 black Americans are victims of homicide. The vast majority of them, around 90%, are killed by other blacks, mainly by gunfire. Each of those lives matter.
Barr went on to say that the ongoing protests in Portland and elsewhere have become disconnected from George Floyd's death. Meanwhile, last night, federal agents continued to bombard protesters with tear gas as the nightly demonstrations have continued outside the city's federal courthouse for the past 2 months. The Reverend Jacqueline Lewis of the Middle Collegiate Church in New York explains the energy behind the protests.
This is liturgy in the street. This is church in the street. It is song in the street. It is lament in the street. The tears are in the street. It is an altar call in the street. When the kids say, you know, Black Lives Matter, like that's a prayer. It's a demand and a prayer and an altar call that we will make a world in which Black Lives Matter. And that's so exciting to me that the church is coming outside of the walls, that the outside is coming inside the church.
President Donald Trump said he sent the federal agents to Portland to halt the unrest. Anti-racism activists have torn down a statue of Napoleon's Empress Josephine and other colonial figures in the overseas territory of Martinique, the latest test of President Emmanuel Macron's vow not to erase controversial monuments. A statue of Josephine was attacked by a crowd wielding clubs and ropes. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.